Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Lord, we stand in awe of you. You are awesome. The things you do, no man can do. Today we celebrate the first 57 minutes of Watoto Church Nakwera. You have answered our prayer. We give you glory. We thank you for the property for Watoto Church Chira. Lord, in the fullness of time, when that campus is planted, may there be transformation in that part of the city through your church. 30 days, $1.5 million. What we gave over 9 months last year, you've caused us to give in 30 days. That is a miracle, and all we can say is to you be the glory. We will never take the credit for what you do. For this is not man's doing. This is your doing, O God. So we're grateful. And we're thankful. And I pray that you bless your people for playing their part, for being used of you to reach many with the gospel. Here in Uganda, in Juba, South Sudan, around Africa, and the rest of the world. It is an honor, Jesus. As we turn to your word, we ask that you will speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says, amen and amen. Today we're wrapping up our journey on a really short but impactful sermon series on finishing strong. We're in the last stretch of 2025. In fact, there's about 31 days left and 2025 will be wrapped up. And we've been reminded from God's word in this season that God wants you and I to finish strong. Amen. And I pray for you, I pray for your family, that in all that you do, your work, your career, your education, your marriage, your parenting, that in everything that you do, that you will finish 2025 strong. In Jesus' name, if you believe it, say amen. We pray that you finish strong. I really believe God wants us as Watoto Church, as a ministry, as a church family to finish strong. And He's given us the opportunity of the Mission Okantata to reach our city for Jesus. The right in the middle of the city, we're going to lift the name of Jesus so high, and He promised that if He be lifted high, He will draw men to Himself. And we are trusting for salvations, a bumper harvest, that we will finish strong, crossing the year, looking back and saying, look what our God has done. God wants Watoto Church to finish strong. But I also believe with all of my heart that not only does God want you and your family to finish strong, not only does God want Watoto Church to finish strong, I believe that God wants Uganda to finish strong. God wants Uganda to come to the end of not only 2025, but He wants us to come to the end of season after season, finishing strong. God wants our nation to come to a flourishing finish, season in, season out. And in 46 days, Ugandans will be casting their votes in the 2026 general elections. And many people's hearts are filled with anxiety, with fear, with uncertainty of what the future holds. Because every time this season of election rolls around, every 5 years, certain things happen that cause us to get afraid and to wonder what the future holds. But I am fully persuaded I have a conviction in my heart that God will allow Uganda to finish strong in Jesus' name. It will not be like anything else we have experienced. God is going to show himself faithful, the one who has drawn the seasons and times for every nation, who has established the boundaries and planted us in the nations where he wants us to serve him and to know him. Here in Uganda, God is going to arise and is going to show himself strong for our nation. If you believe it, say amen. He will for Uganda. Help me turn to your neighbor. Tell them it shall be well with Uganda in Jesus' name. There are many people who try to take advantage of this season, and they want to drive a certain narrative. They want to control people's hearts and minds, putting ideas in people's hearts and minds that give birth to anxiety, to fear, to uncertainty, to hopelessness. They are sensationalists, people who simply love drama. They are not fine if there is no drama. And so they are looking for opportunities to begin to exaggerate and change the narrative and set the tone for the nation and begin to build a perspective in people's hearts and minds that causes them to look into the future without hope. But how many people also know that we serve a God in heaven who has a plan and purpose for this nation, and nothing will stop his purposes and plans? No scheme of man, no power of darkness, no demon in hell will stop what God has for us in this season. In Jesus' name. And so as Uganda decides in 2026 who the leaders at every level are going to be, as we show up and vote, as we decide, there is a responsibility on the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the people of God, those of us who are born again and walking with God. There is a responsibility on us to not just watch what is happening like spectators, but to actually engage, to drive the narrative, to shape the tone, to shape the language, to shape the mindset of our nation, to shape the expectation of what our nation is going to experience in this season. The Bible talks about the sons of Issachar in our Bibles, 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32. The Bible talks about the sons of Issachar. It says that there were men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. As the people of God, the church, we who are born again, who have the Spirit of God in us, we who have a personal relationship with our God in heaven, the creator of the world, the one who determines the times and seasons for every nation, we who have a relationship with him, there is a responsibility on us to download from his heart what is in for our nation in this season and then bring it to our nation, Uganda. We do not just watch as others determine the narrative. We need to rise above everything that happens and hear from our Father in heaven and bring heaven's perspective to our nation. We must understand the time and the season that we're in and what Uganda ought to do, how Uganda ought to think, how Uganda ought to choose. We need to lead. Because you see, we're not just spectators. Friends, the church is God's appointed witness. We are God's embassy. We are his ambassadors here on the earth. Therefore, we must get about God's purpose for this season and play our part in bringing it to pass. We must engage. We must engage as peacemakers. We must engage as truth tellers. Because we are the ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We must play our priestly and prophetic role and guide the nation towards God's agenda for us in this season. The children of Israel would often travel from outside of Jerusalem to go to the city of Jerusalem, to the place of worship, to attend the different feasts and celebrations. And they would gather and they would come for a time of worship and celebration. And as they made their way to the place of worship, they would often sing songs. I want us to turn to Psalm 121 in our Bibles. Psalm 121 is the second song in a series of songs that the children of Israel would often sing. And this song in Psalm 121 is a song that reminds them about God watching over them, about God protecting them, about God preserving them. And Psalm 121 verse 1 to 8, this is what the Bible says. And I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. This is the song that they sang. I will lift my eyes to the hills of Jerusalem. For where shall my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber briefly nor sleep soundly. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in. Everything that you do from this time forth and forever. And that is the song that they sang. You can imagine them on pilgrim all the way to the place of worship. And they would walk under this sun. It would be scorching. They would walk these long, dusty roads. They would imagine that possibly on their journey, they might be attacked by robbers or bandits. But as they walked to the place of prayer, they sang this song and declared the Lord as their covering. They declared the Lord as their defender, as their protector, that the sun would not and the moon would not, whether by day or by night, harm them. That evil would not come by them. That he would not allow their foot to slip. And they declared that their God, the God of Israel, neither sleeps nor slumbers. Can I just say to you, Ototo Church and the nation of Uganda, joining in online and on air, the God who watches over Israel is the same God who watches over Uganda. He neither sleeps nor slumbers. It shall be well with our nation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So I want to talk to you about the fact that it shall be well with us because God is still on the throne. God is still on the throne. He is reigning. He is ruling in power and in majesty. And as long as we lift up our eyes to the Lord, and we rise above these agenda-driven voices that want to erode our confidence in the Lord. As long as we fix our eyes on Him, He will bring us to a flourishing finish. Uganda will finish strong in Jesus' name. Our confidence must be in the Lord. And as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, our responsibility is to build our nation's confidence in no one else but Jesus Christ. To build our nation's confidence and hope in the Lord our God, who is going to direct Uganda towards His agenda, towards His purpose, towards His plan for our nation. So there's a responsibility on us as the people of God to inspire our nation, to challenge our nation to look to the Lord. For where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, who is still on His throne and in charge of this nation. So how do we inspire this confidence? How do we challenge Uganda to fix their eyes on the Lord God who is still on the throne? That it may be well with us. That it may go well for us. How do we do this? Four things. Number one, we must pray and trust in God's sovereignty. As the people of God, we must be praying. We must be coming before God on behalf of our nation, bringing this season into His hands. We must be praying, first of all, for our leaders. We must be asking God that you give them the wisdom to lead in this season, that there may be peace and righteousness. We must be praying, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1 to 2. Paul writes saying, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. It is important that we are praying for our leaders. God has given them the mandate to make decisions, and their decisions affect us directly. So it is not time to disengage. It is time to engage. It is time to pray. It is time to get interested. Keep your ear on the ground and then go before God in prayer. Pray that they will do what is right. Pray that they will do what is wise in this season, so that it shall go well for our nation in Jesus' name. The children of Israel were in exile, and they got anxious about returning home because they were hearing lies from people who pretended to be prophets, saying that it was time to go back. But God had appointed that it would be a season of 70 years before they return home. And he said to them, it shall be 70 and then you will return. But for now, you will be in exile. And then he says to them to settle, because the time had not yet come. Now this is instruction he gives them in Jeremiah 29 and verse 7. While you settle, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Can I just say to us, Watoto family, can I say to us, Uganda, we must be praying for God's will to be done, that there will be peace in this season, because if there is peace in Uganda, there will be peace in your home. If this nation prospers, you too will prosper. So it is time for us to get up and pray. Prayer is that acknowledgement of our dependence on God. Prayer is that acknowledgement that God is sovereign, that He alone knows the plans that He has for us, that God has a purpose for this nation, and that no scheme of man, no demon in hell will thwart the purposes of God, but that they shall come to pass. How do they come to pass? The people of God get down on their knees and they pray and cry out to God. And I really believe that as we pray, God is going to ensure that there won't be bloodshed, that there won't be unnecessary chaos, that it shall be well with Uganda in this season in Jesus' name. And so let us pray for the Electoral Commission. Let's pray for our security forces and the voters. Let's pray against violence and bribery and manipulation and fear. Let's pray for peace, for justice, for transparent elections. Because listen, friends, when the church prays, God hears, and this nation will be preserved. We pray because He is on the throne. He's watching over our nation. In Daniel chapter 4 and verse 32, he acknowledges God's sovereignty, as we all should. He says, the Most High God is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and sets over them anyone He wishes. Anyone that is going to come into office in 2026 does not come by their own authority. It is God who has appointed them. Romans 13 and verse 1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. It's important that we pray, because God not only hears prayer, He answers prayer. So God is sovereign. Our trust is not in a political system. Our trust is in the Lord. We must refuse to idolize political candidates. We must also remember that no election can overthrow God's purposes for this nation. We must engage peacefully. Our duty is participation, but our trust is in God who is on the throne. Secondly, after we pray and trust in God's sovereignty, we must be salt, we must be light, and we must be champions of justice. Like I said earlier, there are things that have happened around, during, election seasons in the past that speak injustice. Innocent lives have been lost. Blood has been shed. The poor have been marginalized. The powerless have been trampled upon. As those who have power and might do whatsoever they will. And in their wake, they leave a people that are crushed, depressed, and hopeless. That is not God's plan for us. As the church, we must take advantage of our voice, of the influence that the Lord has given to us, the reach that God has given to us, to determine the flavor of Uganda in this season. Yes, we are citizens of Uganda, but we must also acknowledge that we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And we are bringing heaven's flavor, heaven's values into our justice system, into our electoral process, into our voting season. The Bible says that the foundation of God's throne is justice. Therefore, we must be champions of justice in this season. We must speak up for the marginalized, for those who are dealt harshly with by those who have power, those who have money, and those who have access to relationships that give them an advantage over others. We must hold them accountable and say, do what is right before God. The Bible tells us in Amos chapter 5 and verse 24, let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. We must be agents of justice. We must continue to care for those who have been marginalized, pushed aside, those who have been treated like they do not matter. We, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, must come alongside them, but we also must challenge our leaders to ensure they do what is right. And anyone who does what is not right must be held accountable. Don't let it go. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. So we must be the hands and feet of Jesus, binding the wounds of those that are going to be left broken and hopeless, those who are going to be wounded by this process. We are going to be the hands and the feet of Jesus, bringing healing where there is brokenness. That also means that we must advocate for fair access to voting. You know those ballot papers that show up after 6 p.m.? No more. Some of you are candidates, you're standing for different positions here in person, online, or on air. You must put into place policies that uplift the weak and the vulnerable. Don't take advantage of Ugandans. You are there to serve Ugandans. We must confront injustice without political bias. Just because you wear the same colors doesn't mean you can't hold each other accountable for what is right. We must be salt, family. We must be light. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13 to 16, you can read the whole portion. I'll just pick up what I want to read. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. We are not trying to be salt. We're not trying to be light. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. In other words, there is a responsibility. Why? Salt preserves things from rotting. Light exposes and expels darkness. There are people who are committed to Uganda rotting. They don't want anything to work. They want this country to become a failed state. But thanks be to God who has preserved us and brought us this far. Now, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever you are, take your place and ensure Uganda does not rot. Voting to place people who have values to build this nation to become what God wants it to be. We must expose darkness. There are people who begin to solicit favor from powers of darkness so that they can gain access to political power. They begin to visit shrines. They begin to speak to witch doctors. And witchcraft is used in the process of the campaigns. Believers, as we pray and call out this madness, may God rise and may every worker of witchcraft and darkness be defeated in Jesus' name. That our land will not become slaves to darkness. And I want to speak to you, every candidate that is engaging with witchcraft and talking to ancestral spirits, God is against you. You will not prosper. But if you lift up your eyes to the Lord of heaven, who is on the throne, and trust him, he will be kind to you. Bible says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people. We have to ensure Uganda that this election is done in all righteousness, that our nation will be lifted up by the Lord. And that means now you cannot begin to spread lies and propaganda. You know those forwarded messages on WhatsApp that are just causing drama? Don't be a part of it. Expose corruption. When someone tries to buy your vote, expose them. Speak boldly against lies. Hold leaders accountable. Some people are going to show up. They've not done anything for the last 5 years. You have to hold them accountable. Just because they bring money doesn't mean you need to vote them into power. And to all the candidates, model truth and integrity. Honor God. Honor God in your leadership. Honor God. Listen, church, we are prophets. We don't play partisan politics. Look out for what honors God and then send that to the places of leadership. Thirdly, model unity and reconciliation. This is what we, the people of God, are going to do. We are going to model unity and reconciliation. Listen, listen carefully, church. The church must heal what politics divides. The church must heal what politics divides. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3, Paul writes and he says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. That we must ensure that we are bringing this nation together and not tearing it apart. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, as far as it depends on us, we must live at peace with one another. Yes, we might stand on different sides of the aisles. You might follow one political party and another person might follow a political party. But do remember that long after the election is done, Uganda will still be here. So let us work for the unity of our nation. And let us model it. You may be in your cell family and you support two political candidates. You don't have to fight one another. And if you find any cell family member that is chaotic and talking down other people of other political parties, you need to discipline that cell family member. They're out of order. The Bible tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. It means that you can have two different opinions and still honor one another. You don't have to tear down one another. We are brothers and sisters, Ugandans. We are family. long after this election is done, we will still be here doing life together. Let us work for the unity of this nation. Political candidates, work for the unity of this nation. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Do you know who the true children of God are? Those who work for peace. After the election, we'll still need to come together as a nation. We must be reconciling our nation. We must be that voice. Not only pray it, but facilitate it. We must provide spaces where people can engage meaningfully and yet respectfully. Families are sometimes divided on political lines. You show up to work and this person voted that person and this person voted that person, and suddenly that determines how long your next contract will be. We need to put that madness behind us. Let us model unity and reconciliation. That includes, let us not use our pulpits to push any political candidate. Let's gather the nation around one big idea: God's purpose for this nation. Finally, here is what we, the church, the people of God, must do, understanding the time and the season. Here is what we must champion. We must proclaim the gospel as the ultimate hope for Uganda. Listen, friends, elections change governments, but Jesus Christ is the only one who truly changes lives. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 is about priorities. Jesus says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Do we want peace? Do we want prosperity? Do we want unity and reconciliation? It will not come from a political system or government or political candidate. It comes from one person only, and his name is Jesus Christ. So Uganda, our hope is not politicians. Our hope is not a political system. Our hope has a name, and his name is Jesus. That is the hope, the true hope that we have. Because you see, the Bible teaches us true hope is not in what we see. True hope is in what we do not see, in what is eternal, in what is spiritual, and that is Jesus Christ. Heaven and earth, politics and governments will pass away, but after all is said and done and you've breathed your last on this side of heaven, you will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. My prayer is that you will have surrendered your life to him so that you'll be confident of an eternity with him. Uganda, as we know it, will pass away. And it won't matter who you voted. Is your name in that book? Ephesians 6:12, as we begin to close. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil. There is a battle for the soul of our nation, and some people are really engaging with powers of darkness to grab a hold, a stronghold of our nation. The only hope for Uganda is Jesus. He's the only one who can lead us into our very best days. He's the only one who can truly heal our hearts after the election. He's the only one who has a purpose and plan for this nation. D.A. Carson, in his work, A Call to Spiritual Reformation, Priorities from Paul and His Prayers, wrote this. If God had perceived that our greatest need was economic, he would have sent an economist. If he had perceived that our greatest need was entertainment, he would have sent us a comedian or an artist. If God had perceived that our greatest need was political stability, he would have sent us a politician. If he had perceived that our greatest need was health, he would have sent us a doctor. But he perceived that our greatest need involved our sin, our alienation from him, our profound rebellion, our death, and he sent us a Savior, and his name is Jesus. That is why we preach the gospel. Political agendas will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. Jesus is our only hope. So we preach the gospel. We proclaim Christ. We call people to Jesus, because long after all of this is gone, there is only one who stands forever. Jesus. And the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. Our God, who's still on the throne in heaven, will rule and reign over every nation. My prayer is that we will all be together with him when that day comes. Lord, we thank you. Thank you that your desire is for us as Uganda to finish strong. I pray in the name of Jesus over the nation of Uganda right now, that as we step into this election season, Holy Spirit, guide us to choose in a way that honors you, to put people in places of power that have a heart for this nation, that want to truly serve, people that honor you, people that fear you, people whose sole desire is to take Uganda towards your agenda for this nation. God, I pray that there will be reconciliation, unity, and healing after all of this is done. That we will conduct ourselves from the family all the way to the highest office in the land in a way that does not tear this nation down, but actually lifts it up to the place where you want us to be. We come against Satan. We come against every demonic power. We come against every sorcerer. We resist every witch doctor in the name of Jesus. And we declare that no covenant made in this season shall stand against this nation. May you cause them to fail miserably so that the banner of Jesus Christ is lifted up all over this nation. Do it for your glory, Lord. With every head bowed and every eye closed, you're in this place. You've never surrendered your life to Jesus. Jesus does not sit on the throne of your heart. You may come to church. You may have attended church for a long time, but you have never come to the place where you surrender your life to Jesus as your Lord, your Master, your Savior. Man's greatest need is not another political system. Man's greatest need is a Savior, because we all have sinned against God. Today, if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God who died and rose again and defeated every power of darkness and defeated sin, if you turn away from your sin and put your trust in him, you will be forgiven and you become a child of God today. Wherever you are, upstairs, downstairs, in the overflow, I plead with you, surrender your life to Jesus. With every head bowed and every eye closed, you say, Jesus, that's me. I surrender my life to you. Would you lift up your hand to him? He will never push you away. Jesus will never reject you. When you come before him and ask him to forgive you of your sin, he will forgive you. Surrender your life to him. Make him the king of your life. Lift up your hand here in person. You say, that's me, Jesus. Lift up your hand to him. Jesus sees that hand. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, here is my life. I'm still in sin, but I want you to forgive me. I want you to save me. Thank you. Jesus sees those hands. Thank you. Thank you, little man. God richly bless you. Keep that hand lifted up to Jesus. You're joining us online. Would you lift up an emoji of a hand and type, I give my life to Jesus. Would you do it right now? Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. You've not sinned so far that he cannot save you. Lift up your hand. Lift up that emoji. Type, I give my life to Jesus. On air, would you lift up your hand in that room? Jesus loves you. Surrender your life to him. You could have messed up. You could have walked away from him. You have rejected him. But if you lift up your hand to him and say, Lord, I surrender my life, my heart to you, he will forgive you. Here in person, you're saying, Lord, I recommit my life to you. Maybe you'd lost your way. You've walked away from Jesus, but you're coming back to him today. You recognize, I cannot go on living the way that I'm living. I must make things right with God. Would you recommit your life to Jesus? That's you. You're recommitting your life to Jesus. Lift up your hand as well. Jesus sees that hand. Jesus sees that hand. Would you lift up your hand? You're recommitting your life to Jesus. Come back to Jesus today. Don't remain in that life of sin. You're joining us online, on air. Online, lift up an emoji of a hand and type, I recommit my life to Jesus. On air, lift up your hand. We're about to pray. This is the very last call. Is there anybody else? You say, that's me. I recommit my life to you, Lord. I'm coming back to you. Save me. Change me. You lifted up your hand. Would you pray this prayer after me now? Mean every word you're saying from the bottom of your heart as you commit your life to Jesus. Church, let's all pray together with our brothers and sisters. Let's agree together with them as they make this commitment to Jesus. Everyone sing as loud as you can. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me. I recognize that I am a sinner and I need a Savior. Jesus, you are the only Savior. Today, I'm asking you to forgive me of all my sin, wash me clean in your precious blood. Give me a brand new life. Jesus, I now surrender my life to you. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And from this day, I believe that I'm born again, that I'm a child of God. I will live for you and I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, let everybody say amen. Let's celebrate every miracle of salvation in this place. God bless you. We'd love to meet with you here in person. At the end of the service, we'd like to help you begin your journey of discipleship as you become a fully devoted follower of Jesus. Online, click the link appearing right now. This is so important. We'd love to connect with you, your name and number, so that we can begin this journey of helping you learn to love Jesus and live for him every day. On air, send us a quick email to connect@gototochurch.com. We love hearing from you. Send us an email, leave us your name and number, say, I gave my life to Jesus today during the celebration service. One more time, Gototo Church, shall we celebrate every miracle of salvation today in Jesus' name?
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@gototochurch.com. Hey!